Have you visited the AmberMayShow.com yet? I have all kinds of discounts to save you money. You can find a discount for eastbay.com when you use promo code AFAMBER1. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER1. And you can save 15% off any order of shoes or apparel. Save even more when you use promo code AFAMBER2. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER2. And you get 20% off $75 or more. If you need any sort of shoes, from athletic to casual, they have you covered. Remember, promo code AFAMBER1 for 15% off, or AFAMBER2 for 20% off $75 or more.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I'm glad you joined me today on the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May. Joining me today is, you know, this church has so much to offer. I was just so excited that I came across your church to do. Because I like to find dynamic churches that are making a difference in the town and where they're at. So that's my whole point. When I find churches, that's what I'm looking for. And you just have so much to offer. I like that you are involved with Christians United for Israel.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it's wonderful. That's been a wonderful journey. I actually started leading and stepping into the Christians United for Israel before planting the church. We've had a couple of nights to honor Israel where finances have been raised and sent over to Israel to help out in projects in Israel. There's a definite learning curve when you're a Christian and you have not connected with our Jewish friends. And, you know, you may read about it in the Bible and read about, you know, the Jews. But when you start realizing that there's Jews right here in our city, and there's people that genetically are descendants that, you know, of Abraham. And it's just an amazing journey to be used of God. And God said in Genesis that if we bless them, that we'll be blessed. And if we curse them, we'll be cursed. And it's a guiding principle. And God's time clock, we really believe that Israel is that time clock. And God's working through the world. And we need to pray for our Jewish friends. We need to pray for them. We need to bless them and let the light of Jesus shine to them.
Surprisingly enough, now I learned this from some Messianic Jews that I've known for years.
Yes.
And they're on our station too. And surprisingly enough, I didn't know that not every Jew believes that there's a God.
That's
I'm like,
right.
What are you talking about? You guys
That's
are
right.
the people of the book. How do you guys not believe?
That's right.
It just blew my mind. So I think most Christians have this laid back approach that we don't really need to reach out to them because they're God's people. Well, the Bible says we have to.
That's right.
We have to go to every single nation. He didn't say with exceptions of the
That's
Jewish
right.
people.
That's right.
So it's really important that we also reach out to them and learn how to.
Absolutely.
Because every religion and every culture has specific ways that are more effective to reach them for Christ than other ways.
That's right. There's a lot of secular Jews that don't they're not really a part of their synagogue.
Right.
They may have, you know, had their bar mitzvah or their bat mitzvah as, you know, or they may have certain things where they celebrate the holidays. But there's a lot of secular Jews even in Israel.
See that in Israel.
And it's even a huge percentage.
Huge.
The difficulty as Christians that we need to understand is that, you know, no matter how God's called you to you know, to bridge that gap and to minister to them, is that there's a history that most Christians don't realize, but that history Jews do realize, a lot of them do, and that is that there's been a lot of atrocities done under the banner of Christendom that has really been a negative, and so that sits in a lot of Jewish minds and sits in a lot of Jewish hearts. When you've had you know, atrocities happen, even though we don't believe that a lot of those people were quote true
right,
Christians,
right.
because Jesus does not you know, never spoke about doing things like that.
Exactly.
But bad people under that banner did, and so we need to realize that there's a certain level of
there's humps that
trust
to
that
go
has
over.
To be built. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So if you want to, if that's on your heart to reach Jews for Christ, perhaps this might be a good opportunity for them to sit with you, get some training on discipleship, and be a part of that, because it's a fantastic. Yes. Less than 1% of Christians are in Israel. That's wow. That's just phenomenal. I can't believe it's just that little of that's Christians right. that are in there. So obviously we need to really reach them for Jesus, as well as our brothers and sisters here.
That's right.
But you have so many different ministries. I really like the SALT ministry, the discipleship.
Yes.
Can now, people that aren't familiar with that, can you talk about that?
Absolutely. SALT is actually Fred and Valerie Payne. That's a ministry that we connect with, and the SALT ministry. And they have a set of books and curriculum that is astounding. My wife and I actually went through quite a few of the books, and it deals specifically with marriage. It deals specifically with our minds and with our hearts, etc. And they just have a great ministry that people's lives are revolutionized. And Cammie and I, my wife is, her name is Cammie, and I have two daughters, Madison and Megan. But our heart is at Deer Valley Worship Center is that in fact, one of our core values is that it's safe to take the mask off. It's safe to be hurt and to say, you know what, I'm going through a difficult time, because the enemy likes unwritten rules of a spirit of religion, if you will, that says it's not okay to be a Christian and be hurting. But the reality is God calls the hurting, he calls the broken, and just because you got saved a week ago doesn't mean you're still not dealing with some brokenness and some hurt in your life. So we really believe that the walls need to come down, and there has to be a culture of acceptance and love with where you're at, knowing that God is going to help you get where you need to go.
Right.
Sometimes when a person gets saved, they need some hospital time, if you will. They need some cleansing stream time. They need some time where God works upon their heart before they start running out and doing ministry in full depth. So that's really our
as a
heart.
Pastor, I'm sure you've seen Christians that have been believers for years
yes.
that go through hard times
absolutely.
In the valleys. And
absolutely.
These things are ways that they can come up from under that, where they don't have to succumb to all of that negativity or that hurt.
That's right.
They don't have to be bound by all that stuff.
That's right.
Cleansing stream. I like that you brought that up.
Yes.
Because again, that's another ministry I really like. Can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think we're in our third or fourth, round of cleansing stream, and it just really ties in with what we just said earlier. And it really goes to the pinpoint areas of our life as Christians to bring freedom in the areas of our life that the enemy is going to use to keep us bound up. So we require our leaders to actually go through a process. We have a three-tier process, and it starts out with getting a grip on the basics, and then for people to serve. And then the second tier is, or actually still part of the first tier, is getting a grip on serving. And then our second tier is the cleansing stream, the class and the retreat. But that class is built and designed to dig deep into people's lives. It's designed to go into the areas. Sometimes we have areas in our life we don't even know about, or we know something's wrong, but we don't quite understand what it is. And that process takes us through and prepares them for the retreat, where major freedom and deliverance happens in people's lives. I went through it the first time, and being a Christian as long as I have, and I still felt like, wow, God just really took some dross to the top through that time and cleaned it off through that retreat. So, I encourage every church to have some kind of process like this, because you want your people to be ready that, you know, if people are going to be used on the front lines of ministry, we better be ready. We better have our armor on. We better ask God to heal us, cleanse us, get all the bitterness out of our life, so that we're not bound up and try to go set someone else free when we're bound up.
Absolutely. You're right. And that's why I'm really encouraging people to check out this church. If you live in the North Phoenix area, come check it out. There's so many ministries awesome. That they offer here. They offer a prayer ministry. They have ministries that reaches children, youth, young adults.
Yes.
I'm glad to see that, because
yes.
that's where a lot of churches are missing the boat.
Yes.
And where do they go from there? Because they don't really fit in. So I appreciate your church for having a young adult program. There's a women's ministry. There's
yes.
a men's ministry.
Yes.
If you like softball, you can
absolutely.
Get involved in a softball league here, right?
Absolutely, yes. The guys, in fact, we just started a men's group. We're doing Ed Cole curriculum, and going through Maximize Manhood. And we've got a group, a great group of guys that are growing and seeking God to be better husbands and be better fathers and be men of character. But, you know, softball is just, it's a part of it. We need to have fun.
Yep.
You know, we live and our purpose is to worship God, you know, first and foremost, and to, you know, love others as ourselves. But church, church people, you know, those of us who are called and have the name of Christ, we need to have fun together also. And fellowship is a big part of it. So we want to, whether it's softball, volleyball, whatever's going to help us to grow closer together and to grow in Christ. In fact, a lot of people, I think that we think we can grow in God and be the Lone Ranger. And God has specifically said that if we hate our brother, or we just don't even want to hang out with our brother as Christians. In fact, the reality is sometimes people, they run away from the church even though they want Jesus, but they run away from the church because they've been hurt before.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, you know, I think so many need to come to grips with the fact that pastors aren't perfect, that people in church aren't perfect, that the enemy even sends people into the church on purpose.
He does.
To hurt people. And every Christian, you know, has a weakness and God's developing us, but people have got to really learn and to forgive and to realize that, you know, because sometimes people say, well, if there's anywhere that there should be, you know, good people treating people good, that it's the church. And I say, yes, absolutely. We should walk in the love of God, and we should be, you know, broken before God, walk in humility. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, is if there's anywhere that there should be forgiveness flowing like you would not believe, it's in the church. So it's really both sides of that equation. So people will have the judgment that the expectation that Christians are perfect, and then they run from the church. But also, the church is the place where people should realize that we have got to walk in forgiveness. We've got to love our brother and sister, and we've got to learn how to be in community, because we live in a world that has not learned how to deal with conflict. And I see more people miss the call of God because they've been offended. That's why we put John Bevere's book, The Bait of Satan, in our Cleansing Stream class, because that is a major issue for people going long-term with
God.
You're
right. If he knows strategically, if he can mess up relationships in the church, he'll mess up people from coming to church.
That's right.
And the temptation's been there for me. I've been in ministry my whole life, so... The temptation.
You've never been offended, right?
Oh, yeah, never. I mean, of not going anymore. Yeah, of course it's there, because you just get so tired of getting hurt by people.
That's right.
But then I have to put this mindset on, am I going for people or am I going to worship God?
That's right.
So when I put that aside, that I'm not going for the people, I'm actually going, my purpose is to worship God, then it makes it easier for me to deal with all those hurts and temptation. Because you're right, you just said it perfectly. We're imperfect people. We're sinners. We're people who have been afflicted, have addictions. We were lost sheep. Mm-hmm. And God saved us. And so now we're trying to figure this all out on how we can be more like Christ with attacks of the enemy all the
time.
That's
right.
So
my belief system is that God needs an elite force of just like the armed forces, there's an elite force that they go through special training, they go through some difficult times, they get taken to the extreme of what they feel is possible. And I believe that if we're going to see the army of God arise, and we're going to have elite forces in the kingdom of God, then the bitterness battle has got to be won. In fact, people, if they would really realize, if they would forgive, they're going to unhitch themselves from that person. So if someone's offended you, hurt you, a lot of times that person's gone on with life and they're just going on as happy as can be, but you are tied to them. You're in your own prison. You've got the key, and that key is forgiveness. It doesn't condone what someone has done wrong. People do things wrong, and sometimes they're just flat out wrong, flat out. You know, you don't even need to put yourself back in that position again. But the reality is you need to free yourself. You need to forgive them and pray for them and leave them in God's hands. And God will deal with them a whole lot better than you will. And you'll be free in the process.
And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.